My name is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God. My guest today is Jessica Hendrickson. Jessica is French Communications Analyst and Assistant Webmaster working with the French Department. Welcome, Jessica.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're so glad to have you here, and we are anxious to hear what you have to tell us today. And since French is central to your job, Jessica, can you tell us about your history with the French language? Did you start learning it in school?
Yes, I did. So I didn't grow up speaking French, but I started taking classes in high school, and I enjoyed it so much that I took it for 4 whole years in high school, and then I decided to pursue it in college as well. It was one of my majors. I double majored with French and communication, and I also had the opportunity to study abroad for a semester also, which was an amazing experience. I lived with a host family in the French Alps. I had a host dad and a host mom, and I had two little French host sisters. And I know people talk about this, but it's true that immersion is really the best way to learn a language. And I found that to be true. I think it's great if you can get a foundation in the language, get some basics, and then if you're able to go immerse yourself in that country or in a place where the language is spoken, that's really powerful.
Yeah, there's a lot of vocabulary things that don't come up in class.
It's true. Yes, slang, everyday language.
Yeah, things that you pick up on and you would never learn in school.
It's true. It's true. And things you learn in school that you say and people say, people haven't said that in 50 years.
Yeah, as you hear people with English translations and they say things that are very, very strange.
Sounding. Yeah, yes, languages change.
Now, how did you end up working here at the Home Office?
It's actually a little bit of an interesting story. I guess in a way, the journey kind of began in some ways back in high school. So right now my bosses are Tim Pebworth, and I also work with Maurice Pebworth, his wife. They're out in California. We work together remotely. When I was in high school, I was learning French, and I was finding that I loved it so much. It was my first experience with learning a foreign language, but I really enjoyed it. So I reached out to them when I was still in high school, and I said, I asked them, is there anything that I could do to help out with the French? Are there any volunteer opportunities? Could I do some translating? And so I had a conversation with Maurice at that point. At that time, my French just wasn't quite at a level yet where it would be helpful, but she was really grateful for my interest. And she said, please keep pursuing it. This is awesome that you have this desire to help in this way. It's awesome that you are learning. So keep learning. So she encouraged me to keep up the good work. Funnily enough, I kind of forgot that I had reached out about that, and I just continued to pursue languages, and it wasn't even necessarily with the intention of pursuing it long term. I knew that I'd love to do something related to languages, but I didn't know exactly what. Then a few years ago, I went to the feast in France, and Tim and Maurice had asked if I might be able to help interpreting during the services, and that was a really neat experience. It was my first time doing live interpreting.
Did you feel comfortable with it?
I'm pretty sure that on the first day, the very first time, I think my hands maybe went numb a little bit. I was a little bit nervous, but it went great. It turned out great, and it was an awesome experience. But yeah, I got to sit back in the booth at the back of the room with the headset on, and it's definitely a different experience. Simultaneous translation is really, it's very tiring, but it's also exciting. Keeps you on your toes.
I've done translation into the Ukrainian language, and you don't seem like you're doing much, but you're having things come in your head and things coming out of your mouth as new stuff comes into your head.
At the same time, no, it's true. It's true. You hear, and in French too, you have to wait until, sometimes you have to wait a little bit longer in the sentence until you know exactly what's being said. So at that point, someone has finished a sentence. So you start translating that sentence as they continue on to the next sentence. So you're having to translate the previous sentence while listening to the first sentence and processing it enough to be able to then translate that sentence. And it's just a continual loop. So,
yeah, and you have to get across not only the words, but also the feeling. Their whole emotions sometimes.
And sometimes it's not, you can't really translate things literally. Sometimes you have to get a little creative.
So all those experiences just made it perfect for you to work here.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yes.
So you had 4 years in high school.
Yes.
And how many years in college?
3 years in college.
Okay. And had not known the language before.
No, I didn't. So I had that experience. And then after that, they reached out to me, I think, later that year, and they told me that Tim was going into the French work and that they were going to be opening up a position at the home office and that they really wanted to encourage me to apply.
What year was this?
This would have been, I've been here about almost two years now. So it was probably about 2.5 years mm-hmm, ago mm-hmm. or so. Then in hindsight, it's one of those things where you can see that God had a plan all along and everything just kind of fell into place. So that was really exciting, especially for me looking back and seeing that I had expressed that desire to help in high school, but my skills weren't necessarily at a level yet where I could do that. But then over the course of the next, I don't know, 6 or so years, I was able to grow enough to a place where I could actually contribute my skills in that way.
Well, we appreciate having you here. We know that Jessica is the French person here. But tell us, what do you actually do, you know, here? What are the biggest things that you do in your job?
Sure. So when I was initially hired, one of the big projects that I was initially hired to help with was launching the new French website. We had had a website previously that was fairly outdated. It was just kind of doing the bare minimum of helping people request literature. But beyond that, it wasn't very engaging. It didn't have very much opportunity for interaction with people who are interested in reading more. So that was the big project that I tackled first, was launching the new French website. So we got it onto the same platform as our current English website. There was a lot of translating involved in that, a lot of uploading content, formatting, editing. And I guess I'll mention, a few months ago, we compared statistics. I was talking with Tom Disher, who works on the website, and we were looking at stats, and it looked like already just over the course of, I don't know, just about a year or so with the website launch, that at that same point, the previous year, comparing the two websites, we had had about a 600% increase in web traffic, which is pretty significant. Mm-hmm. And I think the Spanish website saw a similar type of pretty impressive jump when they launched the new format of the website as well.
What type of content do you have? Do you have the magazine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I can't pronounce it.
Pour l'avenir.
You're right.
Yes.
Sounds so beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah.
And then you have some of our booklets or study guides.
So we have a lot of booklets on the website, and it's nice because those are up in article format. So instead of having to download a whole PDF, people can just browse through the different articles on the site. So we have the booklets, we have the Bible study course translated into French, and then we have the different issues of the magazine up as well.
And do you have any sermons or anything?
We do. That's actually a big project we're working on right now as well. We've been corresponding with the congregation in Montreal also to get some of their sermons uploaded to our website. And then Tim has plans. He's been working on setting up a little studio in his house where he can do some recordings. And he would like to get a regular Sabbath service up for French speakers around the world to tune in, because a lot of people are really scattered.
The language is spoken in many different areas. Of course, you think of France.
Yes.
It's the number one place where it's spoken.
Yeah.
But French is spoken in a big part of Africa.
Yes.
We have visited with Tim Pebworth at his house, and he showed us a map of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And yet all the countries where French is spoken
in
red. And it was like most of Africa, all the way from Algeria to the Indian Ocean. And
There's a big portion.
I work in the Congo a little bit, you know, adjacent to the Congo, and we have people who come to Zambia from the Congo, and they're French speaking, just across the border and that entire country.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. That's also one reason that French initially was so interesting to me, because it is spoken in so many areas around the world. I think what I found was that there are over 220 million native French speakers around the world, and Europe actually only accounts for about 40%.
Tell me about the countries in West Africa, because I get them a little bit mixed up sometimes.
Sure.
Where we have congregations. I know there's Togo.
Yes.
There's Ivory Coast, or however the French pronounce it.
Côte d'Ivoire.
That's it.
Yes.
And
Benin.
Benin, right. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, and Cameroon as well.
Oh, that's the big one.
Yeah.
Now, one thing in our publications, news publications, we read about youth camps in some of these areas.
Mm.
And I would like to know more about what you're doing with children and youth.
I am really excited. It was wonderful to be able to go to Benin last year and meet a lot of the brethren from the region. And this coming year, we'll have our first Good Works program in the region.
I would like to know more about that because we do have our youth corps, Good Works. You know, people go to different places.
Yeah.
What's this one here?
The core of it is volunteering at the youth camp that this year will be held in Côte d'Ivoire. Mm-hmm. And I believe there are about maybe 40 or so campers. I may be off in the numbers, but coming from different countries. And it's a week-long camp with different activities. And the pastor in the region, Mr. Mabut, will be running the camp. And my role is to kind of organize a volunteer program to bring a couple volunteers who speak French over there to just help with the camp.
Do you have them yet?
We have applicants. We're right at the beginning stages right now. We're going to start conducting some interviews with the applicants.
And when is that going to be?
When is the camp? It's in July. And for the project, it's pretty exciting. Depending on the French level of the applicants that we have and the volunteers that we accept, we'll probably also have a bit of a training portion ahead of time in Bordeaux, where there will be an opportunity for some immersive classes for people if they just have a more intermediate level of French. And then also time to plan for the camp, plan our activities, plan the lessons that we'll be teaching. But I'm really excited.
We're speaking with Jessica Hendrickson, who is French Communications Analyst and Assistant Webmaster here at the Home Office with the French Department, and we have really enjoyed our conversation. Do you have anything else that you wanted to say?
I think I'm just really happy to be able to find different ways, especially through language, to connect with people and to share God's love and try to serve others. So that's kind of what is driving for me. I love the opportunity to connect with people.
We have thoroughly enjoyed talking with Jessica Hendrickson today, who works in our French department here and pretty much is the French department right here at the Home Office with Tim Pebworth and his wife Maurice in California in the San Francisco Bay Area, who manage it. But we really appreciate her presence here among us. She's a very, very lovely lady that we really appreciate working with here. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you,
Jessica. We have enjoyed having you here. Thank you for joining us on Inside United. Come back again soon for more.
This is a production of the United Church of God. For more, visit ucg.org.